Lesson 43, A Chosen Generation, 1st and 2nd Peter and Jude. What can we do to follow the Savior's example in responding to trials and persecution? See 1st Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 23. What examples have you seen of people who are Christ-like in enduring trials? How are we blessed as we follow the Savior's example in responding to trials? Which attributes did Peter describe as part of divine nature? See 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 7. Why is it important that we develop these qualities? See 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. How have you seen these attributes demonstrated by others? Peter and Jude warned that there would be false teachers among the members of the church. What did they say were some characteristics of false teachers? See 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, verses 10 and 12 through 19, Jude chapter 1, verses 4, 8, and 10 through 13, and 16 and 18 through 19. What counsel did Peter and Jude give that can help us avoid false teachings and remain faithful as we prepare for the second coming? See 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 11 through 14 and 17 and 18, Jude chapter 1, verses 3 and 20 and 21. See also Moroni chapter 7, verses 12 through 17, Doctrine and Covenants section 45, verse 57, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verses 7 and 8. Suggestion for family discussion. Choose a recipe for a treat to prepare together. As family members follow the recipe, discuss why it is important to have all the ingredients in the recipe. When you are finished, read 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. Discuss why each attribute of divine nature is important in order for us to become like Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Scripture chain, beware of false prophets. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 20. Matthew chapter 24, verse 24. 2 Nephi chapter 28, verses 7 through 9, Doctrine and Covenants, section 45, verse 57. End of Lesson 43, A Chosen Generation.